Hi, this is a dictation for Roger Furman, R-O-G-E-R-F-U-R-M-A-N. And the date of birth is 6-8-72. Date of accident is 12-2-2022. Date of service 12-7-2023. Roger Furman, R-O-G-E-R-F-U-R-M-A-N, Jr. Patient presents with ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back subsequent to the automobile accident of 12-2-2022. The patient has had multiple surgeries for the cervical spine from C4 to C7 with the fusion, and he still has severe pain in the lower back. He is being considered as a candidate for spinal cord stimulation device, which has not been installed as yet, but it is being considered. He was initially rear-ended as a driver, leading to headaches with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, as well as pain syndrome affecting the neck, mid-back, lower back, with some radiation to both legs, front and back, and the left arm in affecting the first and second fingers with numbness and tingling. So far, the patient has been reporting improvement with the injections that he has received. Three lumbar epidural steroid injection, and he reports that almost 30% improvement has been obtained, and the radiation of pain to the right leg is less frequent. And he also reports the pain is varying from 7 to 8 in these areas, and some pain is reported in the left shoulder also. He's seeing a psychiatrist for his depression, for his ongoing impending divorce, and also psychologist Bryant Weinstein. ADLs are affected 8, while 30% improvement is reported. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review for additional history. And current pain medication is Percocet. Substance abuse is marijuana. Compliance is treated. Patient is fully compliant. The blood pressure is 160 over 110. Pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 11-10-2023. And I believe it is 1110-064. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan will be to continue his medication, Percocet 10 over 325 to 12 hours. 60 tablets are provided. He is continued to see the psychologist, neurologist, and neuropsych. Is also provided with the Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for sleep, and also muscle relaxation. Wellbutrin is provided 150 mg XR twice a day for anxiety, depression, panic, and Lyrica is provided for pain relief also, one tablet two times a day. Other than that, patient is quite stable. He's seeing the spine physician, Dr. Redden, for further installation of spinal cord stimulation. He has got an appointment in 1 week time. No physical therapy is ordered at this time, and no issues with the disability. He does have a case worker for which the records will be submitted, the accident care. Thank you.